Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, welcome to Don't Trust What You See. If you hear something licking, like always, it is just my doggy, Winston. Yes, he does live with me, obviously. And he's on my bed right now. So, I do have a kind of announcement. I think I did talk about this a couple weeks ago. So, a couple weeks ago, I just had a couple years now, since 3 or 4 years ago, I always had a twin bed. So the last bed that I upgraded to was a twin XL, which still was not big enough for me. I did want the wideness because of the fact that Winston comes into my bed all the time. So I wanted a little bit more room for me and him to lay in, because a twin with a doggy on the side of you is just not good enough. You have Winston's paws going into your back, and then you're trying to sleep, and I only have so many hours to sleep, so it's like, you're gonna waste a whole hour just, like, trying to fall asleep again just because Winston put his paws into your back. So, and now that school's coming up, you really need that sleep. Like, every single second of sleep counts. So, I'm trying to get into the habit of going to sleep at 11, waking up at 6. And I feel like that's going to be a really good schedule for me, because I got it up today. I took a quick shower. I got ready, and it was in that 30 minutes. And then I have another 40 minutes to actually get everything ready. So, like, breakfast and everything else. Take Winston for a walk if I want to. But I really don't think that I will have time to take Winston out. But today I will. And usually I really don't have to, except for a Wednesday. And maybe on that Wednesday something will have to change. Maybe I'll come back from the gym a little bit earlier. I don't know. Depends on the situation. And I'll think that through some more as time goes on. Because today is Wednesday. And there's no school today because of the fact that they just opened up a brand new school. And they did sophomore and seniors, and then they're doing sophomore and junior. So they're splitting the whole entire school in two at my high school because they want to show everyone around the new school that they just built. And nobody knows really where they're going. And it's kind of confusing when you think about it, but nobody knows where they're going. So it's confusing to think that you just got to a part of the school, and then you're like, wait, where is this? But the farther you go, like, down the year, the more you're like, wait a second, I know exactly where this is, I know where this is, I know where that is. And that's almost exactly what happens with me, because I don't memorize classrooms by class number, but I memorize classrooms based on where they are. And I'm like, okay, well, if this classroom is this, okay, well, and then I conjoint it. But I don't normally look at the class numbers. I mean, yeah, the first day of school to find it. But after that, I just know the location of the classes. And I just find my way to that location again. So it's like, it's very, I don't know, when you think about it, the school is really big. But that's exactly what was the last high school before they built a new one. But we all found our way. And I found it very stupid. Okay, I found it very stupid that we would go to school for one day and take a break and then go to school for another 2 days. Like, why didn't we just start on Tuesday? I don't know. It's just so confusing. Like, I don't know. It's just, okay, so I want to get myself ready, so I'm going to be waking up at the same time, and I don't know. I don't really think I'm ready for school. Like, I haven't been to school in, like, 2 years. So it's, like, it's so different actually going into school. And even yesterday, because I've been so used to just going to my work, that after school, I can't even get out of school until 11:30. So I can't get out of school until 11:30. So I can't get to work until, like, 11:40. So that's a whole situation right there, because I used to go into work at 10. So now I'm losing, or I used to go into work and then for 10:30. So it's like a whole different situation right now because of the fact that now I lose 1 hour per day in the morning. That's 5 hours during the week. So it's like, how am I gonna make that up? I have no clue. Like today, I could make that up. No, I can't. I don't know. Maybe I could try. But today I'm not gonna lose any hours because obviously there's no school. But tomorrow I'm gonna lose an hour. Friday I'm gonna lose an hour. Monday I didn't even work. So it's like, yeah. There's no other hours. Winston. Winston. Come on. Shh. Winston. There's no other hours I can pick up at my work. So I was thinking about doing like a Postmates or something. Just at the times that I'm not working though. So like say during the summer of this year, I get up at 6 still. So I have that I have 30 minutes to get ready, 30 minutes to not to get breakfast ready and everything. And then I head out. And then I do 7, 8, 9. So I do for 2 or 3 hours. Head my way to the pizza place or my place of work, and that'll be my like every day. So I'll work. So then that's 3 hours every single morning plus the 10 o'clock. So I don't know because I need to be 18 to do Uber Eats. I was looking at Uber Eats. You need to be 18 to have an account with them. And I don't know. And you also have to have your license for 1 year. So I got my license on July 13 or something like that. So I think they are not gonna let me have my Uber Eats account unless I have my license for 1 year because that's what it said. But I'll try it on my birthday because technically I had my permit since last August, not this August. Last August. So I had my permit for a year. No, 11 months. And then I got my permit because of the fact that everything was closed. So I got my permit while everything was closed. And then when everything was closed, I couldn't get my driver's license. So now I have my driver's license. I had it for about a month now. Oh, no, 2 months. About 2 months now because I got it. Yeah. So I got it in July, and now it's September. It's not really kicking in, no. Like the fall weather is kind of kicking in, but the fall vibes, I don't know, they're not really kicking in because I'm trying to buy some Halloween decorations so I can like decorate this wall behind me if you're watching the video portion of this podcast, which is available at demetriusarujo.com. I'm trying to decorate my whole entire room like fall vibes, but every time I'm looking at decorations at like Target and stuff, they're always sold out because they're trying to do back to school first, and then they're gonna do the situation with fall and autumn and all of that. And I'm really excited to start watching some Hallmark movies again, and I'm going to really structure my time so I do everything I need to during the morning. So at night, I have all that time until 11. So I don't leave the gym until 10, and then I saw yesterday that I could eat dinner and still get ready for bed in within an hour. So I saw that yesterday. But I did go to sleep a little bit later though because I had to go to the bathroom and my stomach hurt so bad. I think I ate some type of cheese because that it just been has been upsetting my stomach ever since that. So I think I had some sort of cheese. I'm lactose intolerant, if you did not know. So you know what happens if you're lactose intolerant and you have milk. Goes right through you. So, yesterday I went to sleep a little bit later. I went to sleep at 11:30 instead of 11. And I did lose that 30 minutes of sleep, but I don't really feel that bad now because I did take a little shower. I took a shower and then I got ready for the day, and that was all between 30 minutes. So I know I can do that on an everyday basis with school. And we do want to leave a little bit earlier than school actually starts because school starts at 7:55. And we're going to leave the house at 7:20. So you're going to miss all that traffic, and you're going to have more opportunities to park closer to the school, which I love that idea. Like, when I was talking those ideas through, yeah, I do love that idea. So now when I tell everybody we're going to be leaving earlier, everyone's going to get up earlier, too. Because now I'm like, okay, yeah, now I'll have the bathroom, but, like, I don't know. I don't really think that I'll have the bathroom, but I did order some new espresso pods because of the fact that I had espresso pods to refill them instead of actually buying them. So if you don't know what espresso is, it's just espresso, but that's just the espresso. It's the type of espresso, and it goes right in the coffee maker. It's not a regular K-cup maker, but it's a smaller portion because now you're making espresso, so you don't need to drink as much. But I still do. I still make myself 5 espresso shots, 5 double shots of espresso. So it's actually 10 shots of espresso. That's what I used to do. But I have not had my reusable espresso pod in a little while. I think I lost it, and I did take a break from the coffee, but I do want to try making some new flavors and some new drinks and some new cold brews because of the fact that I went to this shop. It's Winston, can you stop licking yourself? Come on. I know you're giving yourself a bath, but shh, you're so loud, Winston. Come on now. You're so loud licking your feet on my bed. Who do you think you are? Your feet are all wet. Anyways, I have been going to a cafe that's next to my house, and I am addicted to it. I need to have it once per week. But the coffee that they sell is $8. So do I really want to spend $8, or do I want to spend less than $1, or do I want to spend $1 for 5 coffees? So yeah, obviously I'm going to get the 5 coffees for $1, and that's when you make it yourself. So I just need to get all the ingredients that they use, and it's probably going to be like $1.50, but obviously that's a lot less than $8. And yeah, making stuff at home, this is what people have to realize. Making stuff at home is way cheaper than actually going out into the store, but you're not doing anything, that's why. You're not doing anything for that. So everything's done for you. That's exactly why. And that's what happens at my restaurant, too. People are just so happy. They're like, oh, at least I don't have to cook today, blah, blah, blah. And then I realize, yeah, that really said in one time, like, a customer was like, oh, at least I don't have to cook. But, like, they don't realize that we cook the food, and then when we don't want to cook, we go to a restaurant, too, so it's the same exact thing. And then those people, so it's like a never-ending chain of cooking food for people that work at a restaurant that cook food for other people. So I'm like, wow, this is a rabbit hole. So, like, say the customer orders food, we make the food for them, then we go to a restaurant, and then somebody else makes the food for us. And then we go to that restaurant, and then the person that made us the food, that we just made somebody else the food, goes to another restaurant to get food for them. So now that person, okay, so like it's never ending. It's, I was thinking about this, I'm like, wait a second, what the hell, what am I doing right now? Like, what is going on with my brain? And I was not high, that was just a sober thought. And I'm like, why did my brain think about that? Like, that is such a random thing to talk about. And it's like, why does my brain just go off and just do its own thing all of the sudden? Like, I would be in the middle of the gym, and I'll be working out, and all of a sudden, it's like, something takes over me, and I start daydreaming, and I'm like, this whole situation I was just thinking about is very stupid. And then I have to actually, like, look it up online. Like, say I'm thinking about I don't know, gold or silver or, like, investing. I have to actually look it up and do some research on it then and there, or else I can't concentrate on my workout, which is very stupid if you ask me, because that's what always happens. And I end up like 20 minutes late in my workout because of the fact that I decided to look it up. But it's okay because at the end of the day, I'm just going to use that to further myself. So say I get like a daydream in, I'll act like that is like something telling me that, oh, I should really look into this. And then I look into it and I'm like, wait a second, that is a good idea. And then I also do get excited about stuff. So like delivering for like Uber Eats or like Postmates or something, I'm very excited about that because not only is that an opportunity for me to make more money, which I love making more money, that's an opportunity to actually drive more because I do like driving. Like driving is one of my favorite things because I can just blast my music. I can just go somewhere. And really, it does not cost that much for me. $20 fills the tank for 2 weeks for me because I do have a Prius, a Toyota Prius, and it does have really, really good gas mileage. And my next car, I do want it to be the Cybertruck. I was looking at a lot of different trucks, the F1, the F, 150, the Ford F-150, the electric one looked really, really nice inside. It was full of screens. I think the 2021 F-150 actually stole some things from Tesla, which I'm like, what the hell are you doing, Ford? Like, you're just stealing things from other people at this point. Like, first they steal, like, the self-driving thing from Tesla, then they steal a name from somebody else. Now they're stealing the headlights from Tesla. Again. So it's like, come on. We blatantly can see that you like Tesla. You like the Cybertruck. How about I just get the Cybertruck? You're trying to copy the Cybertruck? Let me just get the Cybertruck. So they're going to release the 2021 F-150, I think soon, or the 2022 F-150. The headlights do look like the Cybertruck. So if you do want to look that up, I really would look that up. But I do like getting up. I do like researching those type of things, and yeah, in a truck you're really not gonna have that much gas mileage. You're not gonna have a lot of gas mileage, but you are going to have more space. You are going to have, like in the Cybertruck, for example, you do have bulletproof windows, okay, and you do have an outlet in the back. So if you didn't want to go camping, you have an air compressor, which is really cool. And then you have air suspension. So you can lift up the suspension or you can place down the suspension, which is one of the only trucks in its price range that actually has the air suspension. So it's 40,000. But if I traded my car, I would say that I get like around 10,000, and obviously I want it used so that I can chop off another 10,000. So I'm hoping that I can get it for around 20,000. Because right now I spent 13,000 for my car and you're not going to increase that much. I'm only going to increase by a couple thousand, 7,000, if I do go and get that. But I don't know at that point because my car, I don't think I'll get 10,000. Maybe I'll get like 7, but that's still good though. And then I'll just take out a loan for that amount, and that'll help me pay it off. So I don't know. This isn't going to be until I'm like 20. So this is not going to be until like 3 more years because in, I think next year, 2022, they're supposed to actually have the Cybertruck on the roads. And then I want to wait for a couple. Yeah, I'm going to be 18 this year. And I want to get it used. So, however long it takes for somebody to actually put it on the market used, that's when I'll get it. If I am in the good situation at that point. Like, I'm trying to better myself now. I'm trying to sort out my schedule. I'm trying to upload more. I'm trying to find other ways of making more money. So it's like all at once right now. And I have 6 months until I turn 18. So I'm trying to better myself now, have myself work more so I can show more hours. So as soon as I turn 18, I can apply for a credit card. And the credit card company would not decline me. They can approve me. I can start using that credit card, start building my credit, have an awesome credit. By the time I want to actually pull out a loan for that car, the Cybertruck, I'm not going to have a lot of interest. And then I'll make sure that I'm in a situation that I can just pay it right off. So yeah, I do have everything planned out. I mean, this podcast really was not about school, But I'm going to be talking more about school right now. So that was a little off topic. So I went into the brand new school yesterday because it was my first day. And I did love it. I was a little lost, like I was saying. And it's really nice. I do get dismissed at 11:30, though, which all of my friends are like, Dimitri, why do you get dismissed at 11:30? It's because I'm in this program that actually lets you leave school to go to work. So I love that. So I leave school at 11:30 so I can go to work. Usually that's around the lunchtime, so I'm leaving one of my friends high and dry right now. But if it was my choice, I would have first lunch. First and second lunch, I'm still at the school for. Third lunch, I'm not. So if it was my choice, I would make sure that I'm in a first lunch, and I would make sure he's in a first lunch. So I don't really know which lunch I'm in because of the fact that we didn't actually go through the schedule yet. We were just with my homeroom teacher getting the grand tour of the whole entire school. So I didn't actually see what lunch I have. So I think that my friend was saying he has third lunch. So I don't think that we're gonna end ever have lunch together. So it's kind of. I kind of feel bad for leaving him high and dry to have lunch by himself, but at the same exact time, I didn't make up that. So it's really not my fault at the same exact time, but it's not like we don't talk at all, like we FaceTime too. So it's like I'm not just going to say, "Okay, bye, never going to be friends with you again." It's just that 30 minutes or 20 minutes that I'm not going to talk to you. I don't know. We had our own conversation about this. I'm trying to switch out my schedule too because of the fact that I have a class that I don't really think I need, but I think my counselor said that it counts as a history class. But the class is called Learn to Serve. So I don't know what is in that class because, like I said, I never actually went to it. But I want to switch it out for Fred TV because obviously, like, look at me. I'm on a podcast. Why wouldn't I want to do a TV class in my high school? Because I already did Fred TV since I was in freshman year, and then even before that, when I wasn't even at Durfee, I went to a summer program, and I've been doing that since like fourth grade. So I've been doing this filmmaking stuff, this recording with a camera stuff for a long time. And I love doing it. Like, honestly, I can get right in front of a camera. I'm not shy at all. Like, literally nothing. I have no reaction. I can just sit here, vent all I want, because I'm so used to being in front of a camera that it does not bother me anymore. I mean, maybe if I was in a different setting, maybe it'll kick in. But pretty much, I can just go in front of any camera as long as I'm not in front of other people. I find that awkward for them to watch. I don't find it awkward for me. I just find it awkward for other people. But if I'm with other people and we're recording a video, I don't care about other people at that point. So, but if it's just me alone and I'm recording a video, I find that very awkward and I don't want to do it. But I do want to upload some more videos. I do want to try out. Okay, so I had this video idea because I have not uploaded like a normal video, like a video that's not political or not a podcast in a little while. So I was thinking about a couple different things I could do. I mean, I do want to bring back Cooking with Dimitri. I do have two videos sitting on the front burner right now. They're already recorded. I just need to edit them. And I think that I'm going to have more time to actually sit here and edit videos because of the fact that I'm getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, even on the video, even on the videos. Oh my God, even on the weekends. So I'll have more time to actually do stuff. So I don't know. I really don't know at this point because I'm just trying to think everything through. I don't want to do the wrong things. But like there's always trial and error, and that's what I need to remind myself. If you do something and you fail at it, you can always try again, and if you fail at it again, then okay, now we need to change it up. Like, it's trial and error, and it's not like if you do something and you fail at it, you failed indefinitely. You can change up your plan and change something about your plan so you can now succeed in what you wanted to do. So that's what I always think about. If I do think about all of these new things that I want to implement into my life, like meditation, I did like it for a while, but then I stopped doing it, and then I didn't like it anymore. So now I really don't like the meditation anymore. Yoga, I did do it for a while. I still love yoga, but I always forget to do it. And right now, right after this podcast, I'm going to go downstairs and make breakfast. So right after breakfast, if I do have enough time, because right now I need to leave at 9 because my aunt is coming to show me a new route that she thinks I should take to go to school in the morning. And then we're going to go get a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts because I do like my, I like the Charlie. Okay, so this is what I've been ordering from Dunkin'. So I've been ordering a Charlie with an extra shot of espresso. And that thing wakes me right up. I love it. But when my espresso pods come in the mail, I ordered them from Amazon. I never order from Amazon, but they were just so cheap. You can't even beat the price. Like, it was just a joke at this point. So I did buy them from Amazon. I bought 8 of them or 6 of them for $13, which at Walmart, they were selling one for $6. So it just does not make any sense. Why wouldn't you do that at all? Like, why would you not do that? It's just a no-brainer. So I think that you guys had enough of me for the day, or for the week. I do enjoy just sitting here and venting about everything, but I'm trying to find a person to come on so I can have a guest speaker on. Like, I'm trying to get one of my friends to come on. I do have two microphones I can set up for us. So I don't know. I'm trying to convince one of my friends right now. They really don't want to do it. So I don't know. I'm going to think about it. Maybe we can have Winston come on as a guest again, and he can just sniff the microphone and lick the microphone, like he did this morning. He's so cute. I love Winston. But he does some silly things sometimes. Like, he jumped up on my aunt because my aunt lives right next door. He jumped up on my aunt and grabbed her foot and bit her hand when she tried pushing her away. I mean, like, what is he? I don't know what he was trying to do at that moment, but I was sitting right there. I ran over and I'm like, what are you doing? I pushed him down and stuff like that. So it's like, why does Winston do these things? And he's crying at the moment because he hears other dogs. So if you do hear crying, that's not because I'm talking shit about him. But I do like Winston overall. Like, obviously. Why wouldn't you like your dog? I'm just glad that we got him. He's priceless, obviously. But it's like, sometimes he does stuff. And I'm like, why did you do this? Like, we trained you not to do this. Why would you do this? I don't know. Thank you, anyways, for watching. Winston's starting to yawn now. It's going to make me tired. But thank you all for watching. And I hope that you have a great rest of your day. And I will see you guys next week.